you keep your Rolling Stones records? Any friend of Sasha Distan?
It's time for In What World with the Doyen of Talkback, Sparty.
But where do you go, yes. Lovely?
Hello, Spartman.
When hello, fellas. How are you?
What's your favourite day of the year, Sparty, that you look forward to?
9th of May.
9th of May.
Birthday?
Yeah, Paul Hoff's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Detective Paul Hoff to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Paul Hoff's
and birthday. And I'm very familiar with Guy Fawkes. And he, there's two things about Guy Fawkes. He blows stuff up, and the fork wit is legendary. Like, people talk about how funny he is all the time.
Really?
So I'm with you, Brian. Yeah, very funny bloke. Yeah, yeah. Look, a little bit of housekeeping, boys, before we get on with it. Big news from the board of hashtag Watching Origin Alone is how this all started. Big news during the week, WMACA, Watching Movie at Cinema Alone. Great big green tick next to that. All right. And WTCA with the summer coming up, Watching Test Cricket Alone. A few terms and conditions in and around that. Membership is swelling. And Joel, I know that you're in charge of finance or finance, as some people say. And please send those invoices out, and don't forget the GST, okay?
Yes.
Because we will be needing every cent. Yeah.
Sparty, I just want to just go back to, I don't mind the Test cricket one, but was there any conjecture, it's been a word of the day, at the board? So this might be calls and complaints coming through in the background. The Watching Cinema Alone, how did that go down?
Oh, that was straight in.
Was
people
it?
People hate it when look, if you're going to go out, and Brooksy, I'll bring Brooksy in here because he's the master of the date. If you're going to go out to a date and go to a film, you are just smothering. You are covering every base because you can't talk in there. So you're either going there because you know you've got nothing in the talking department, or you're going there because you're using it as a smother in case the said date is a complete doyen of lunacy and you've got 2 hours to plan an escape route. So, no, he got through straight away. People love going to films on their own, Joel.
Thoughts, Brooks?
Yeah, I don't think the cinema is a good date option because there's just no convo.
But in the old days, it was all about going, like, you know, you saw the Happy Days, for example. Yeah. They'd go to the movies just to have a tongue sandbar. So
the old arm.
In the back, right?
Yeah, you put your arm over or the old trick popcorn. Of the popcorn and what's doing for the popcorn.
Yeah, stop that. Sort of You're the only bloke who takes a Stanley knife in to cut a hole, Brian.
I don't need that. It's very pointy down there.
Oh, dear. So that's the housekeeping.
All right.
Housekeeping done. How romantic is that?
Yeah.
What have you landed on? Yeah.
We need to talk about a little bit of what I'm referring to as cross-contamination. And it's interstation. It's interstation cross-contamination. Similar to when you put a Mentos in a Diet Coke bottle. Now, I will bring your attention to producer Brooks. A man about town. We all agree on that.
Correct.
There's been a couple of instances, particularly in the last 2 days, when I happened to be driving my Hyundai around, and I heard him on Jimmy's show. Now, it's a well-known fact Jimmy has a Zen-like pull. He is quite the puller. And if he can get, if he's able to bring Brooks over, I've come up with an idea, and I think it'll please everybody, and I just want to run it past the board.
Yeah, just before you do, he's a prolific puller, but he pulled you, didn't he?
I have to put my hand up, right, because I was drawn in to the Zen-like pull of Jim, right? And it's like you don't even know. Remember when, I think it was called the Murgatroyds, remember that old cartoon?
Cartoon, yeah.
And they'd put out that sort of ray,
Heavens
and they'd
the
just drag people in. He is the Murgatroyd cartoon of Sydney radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I couldn't resist it either, and this is what concerns me. What do you do when you're in the presence of a master puller? So I don't know what to do, but Brooks, look, a star was born. I think I said it to you. A star was born yesterday. Goes back to the great Gary O'Callaghan. It was probably the last time I heard anybody who was such a natural on the radio as you are. Mate, have you got bigger plans? Do we need to talk about this?
No, it was just the start of the NBA season. Jimmy wanted to do a bit of a preview of the two conferences. So, but hey, get a taste. You never know, right?
In 1985, Mr. Drysdale, my maths teacher, taught me a sage lesson. He said, the minute a kid or a person uses or starts a sentence with the word just, I was just, it means they're guilty of something. And you just use the word just, Brooks. So, mate, look, hey, man, it's all right. Good luck to you. Anyway, biggest thing I've got to come out of this, I always like to find a positive. How about we get a little bit of a secondment going and Rob the Lurker, or RTL, as I like to refer to him.
Yeah.
How about we send him over to the higher ground for 3 or 4 weeks with Chris Warren?
Well,
and what he could do, yeah.
Can you? Okay, now you've been working on this, Brian. Mm. Can you please do your best Rob impersonation, please?
Okay.
Well, go on, Fletch.
Yeah. Okay.
Do your Rob impersonation.
I'm going to try and do it.
Yeah.
Hey, Sparty.
Cue Rob. That's for you to talk,
Rob. Rob, jump
Hello,
in.
Boys.
There he is.
Oh, that's good, Fletch.
Yeah, that worked
well. How are
you,
boys?
Yeah, what a car crash.
Hey, boys, with the four of us on here, I'm trying to think of a great name for us, and I thought the best name for the four of us would be the Awesome Foursome. Mm. Play the music, Gibbo, for the Awesome Foursome. What do you reckon, Sparty?
No. No, I don't think that's a good name at all, Rob. Mate, listen, I've been given a bit of thought, and I reckon that you need to spread yourself around more. Like, you're such a shy and reserved type, and you, mate, don't keep your horse in one stable. I think you need to just say, righto, for 3 or 4, maybe, I don't know, 5, 6 months. Let's get 5 months. You're just going to ring the higher ground with Chris Warren. I know that people would love nothing more than that. I think he's on, what's he timing on, from 8 till 10, is that right, boys, late at night?
Yep.
So imagine just going off into slumber, and you've got SEN on the timer in the background, and you're just sort of heading off to sleep, and then you've got the dulcet tones of Rob talking about a boxing match or, you know, some obscure AFL stat.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a winner, Rob, and I reckon you should do it.
Yeah. Sparty, yeah, I don't know if you know this, but I've got a contract with Joel and Fletch. Now, I don't know if you've signed a contract with Joel and Fletch, and I can't break the contract for another 5 years.
There's no contract, Sparty. He's fibbing.
No, Rob. I think you're making stuff up. And I, for one, think you're better than that. I don't think you need to be making stuff up, mate. Go and give Chris Warren a ring. He'd be keen to have you on board. And you never know. You could get. I'm sure Gibbo will send the music over. You get your own little introduction. I think it's a great idea. So how about we do that, Rob, and give us a little bit of feedback, I don't know, via the text or something, in the meantime.
The problem with these, mate. Right.
Sorry, Rob. Oh, yes.
Sorry about that.
Can we lock that in?
Yeah.
Can we? No, you're not sorry, Brian.
No, I'm not. You're right.
There's not one sinew of your body that is sorry.
Nah.
All right? I know when people are sorry. And, man, you're not sorry. anyway, so good luck to Chris Warren. make sure Chris gets his number. And the other thing, so what we talked about, as usual, Rob's just taking my train of thought. Oh, yeah, I've got one for you. I heard you got a new segment coming up called Fletcher's Mongrel Frothing Quiz. Is that right? Where it's sort of tidbits of things that are happening on this day?
Yeah. It's come off the back of Rob, actually, with Rob's fact about Alaska. So tomorrow we're going to trial it, and you're quite welcome to call in 1300 01 117 on the Ryko Fielders call line, or Texas 0457 736 736, Texas
736.
And
can I give you one for the day?
Hang on, I've got to get to what it's called. It's called Frothing Facts Thursday.
Okay, well, where's the mongrel part?
No mongrel.
I thought there was a mongrel.
No, that comes on my day off. It's Fridays.
Yeah, so I've heard. Yeah. Hey, I've got a tidbit for today, and this will shake your boots. Can you believe that today there's two significant people who not only share the birthday, but the birth date, so they're both turning 50 today, and two sort of more polar opposed people you will not find. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Danny Minogue are both turned 50 today.
Twins.
How about that? Yeah, they're twinning. So as we speak, Snoop's got a great big reefer and he's blowing that smoke up in the air as he's wont to do. and hoeing into the tubes and stuff like that. And Danny is probably doing something else. I don't know what she'd be doing. I think she had a Kmart clothesline, so maybe she's updating that or something. So there's one for you, Brian. Surely that makes it.
Yeah. No, Sugar alerted me to that.
Yeah.
That was Snoop Dogg's.
Right. What about his real name? Do you know that?
Yeah.
Have you been listening to the show at all?
No, I haven't, mate. I've been chained to the desk.
Yeah, what is it? What's his first name? Calvin or something?
Starts with a C, Calvin? C and ends in Alvin.
Yeah, Calvin.
Broadus. Calvin Broadus.
Junior.
Yeah. Have we already covered this, have we? Look, I like to sort of come in blind because that way I don't have to sort of listen to Rob. You know what I mean? Like, I just come in and not be guided by his sage advice. So that's my excuse. Mm. So, boys, there's one for you, Brian. And I've got another one for you in What If Yeah World. As the world gets back to normal, I'm finding there's some things that used to be normal that are abnormal. And what I'll do there is that, have you heard about people who clean before the cleaner comes? Are you aware of this weird stuff?
Yes.
So whether it's your house or your car or your...
I do it.
You know, mobile shenanigans vehicle, right? What's going on there?
Like, I do it. I do a little bit because I wanted to concentrate on other things of the house. And
so what do? You clean.
I do the dishes. I smash the dishes and make that nice and clean because I need a good workspace. So all the dishes, I make sure they're all clean before she comes.
What workspace when you're cooking or what? What are you talking about?
And the more, like, because she'll come in the morning.
Oh, I see. Right. So you clean the dishes and then let her go hell for leather on the rest of the house?
Yes.
Or do you go in and...
No. Like, just that. Just the dishes. Just the dishes.
Do you wake up to dishes in the morning?
All the time.
Mate,
kids are a punish.
My wife will not... We cannot go to bed.
Not tolerate it.
We cannot go to bed, whether it's the kids, myself, or Kobe herself, without everything being clear from the kitchen. Well, everything is washed night.
I must be part Kane.
Yeah.
Because my other
That's
family...
That's the same in my house.
The other three, four in the house just leave, like, shit everywhere. I said, you wash it, dry it.
We'll have people have a big day, big night, and Kobe will make sure that we wake up to a spark.
Oh, that's
house.
Solid. That's, we don't.
Yeah.
That's the same in my house, Joel. Exactly the same. And Brian.
I woke up once after a party, two dogs porking in our lounge room. And they weren't even our dogs. Mate, there was all this noise going on, and I'm going, what's going on? And I went down, and these two dogs just hammering tong. Oh, it was disgusting.
What type of dogs were they?
One was a Charles, what do you call them?
Yeah.
King Charles.
Spaniel. Yeah, they're known for it.
Yeah. Hey, Sparty, we've got to run. Yeah. We've got to run, legend.
Righto, boys.
Righto.
Thank you.
Well done. In What If World.